The Nick Handley Show.
Dadgummit. I just spilled corn over the hood of the combine. Time to shut her down and unload. Not paying attention.
AM 590.
Yes, this is not a theme song for the Iowa State Cyclones or Oklahoma or anybody in college football. It's the Theme Music Friday involving Queen, and this is one of the great ones. And TJ was educated today. Did not realize that this was David Bowie and Queen. Now, did you at least know it was David Bowie? You didn't know that either?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Who'd you think it was? You thought this was Vanilla Ice's hook the whole time, didn't you?
I thought it was actually a one-hit wonder.
Oh, okay. So you just didn't know. I got you. That's fair. Oh, some good college football games tomorrow night. One of the primetime games that you can catch on Fox will be Iowa State. Coming off their bye week, taking on the Oklahoma Sooners. And with more on the Cyclones, our friend Jared Stansberry of CycloneFanatic.com. Jared, how you feeling going into this game after the Cyclones come off the bye week?
I could make a joke about under pressure right here, but I'll
you
just,
can. It's the floor is open.
Yeah, no, I'll just let it go. But I definitely think that I think Iowa State's obviously, I think the Iowa State football team probably will be feeling some pressure tomorrow night going into Norman in a big game. You know, if you want to be able to win the Big 12, and then this is going to be a big game for both of these teams. And I think it's going to be a really good football game, and I think it's very fitting that it'll be played under the lights on national television. And I think two offenses that can put points on the board, and Iowa State's defense has obviously been rock solid, and I think Oklahoma, they've got some questions answered on that side of the ball now after getting punched in the mouth a little bit against Kansas State. But you know that coming off of a bye week, both of them are going to be ready to get back out there on the field.
Well, and if we're using under pressure as kind of the buzzword there too, you mentioned Oklahoma. They came off of that loss to Kansas State. And then you see the college football playoff rankings where the Pac-12 is getting some love. Oklahoma has some proving to do if they want to climb up there too. Do you think that that kind of changes this game in any sense at all?
Yeah, I think that it does. I just have a hard time thinking that Oklahoma is going to be able to climb back up there. I mean, and I could be wrong, and I think that they would need some help probably to get back up into that top four. Just because you think, obviously they've done it before. Where you lose a game and you're able to bounce back and then still make the playoff. But if you think about the last 2 years when Oklahoma's been able to do that, 2 years ago, obviously they lose to Iowa State. That was the first week in October, and you had a lot of games left to prove how good of a team you were. And and then last year, even against Texas, I think they had six games left in the season. Now it's like your back is completely against the wall, where if you better come out and play your best football and put up some style points if you're going to be able to climb back up into that top four. So I think that this is a huge game for Oklahoma, and I don't think that this Oklahoma team is quite on that same level as these last two teams were either. And I know that they've got a lot of good players. Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. CeeDee Lamb is one of the best players in college football. But I just the last 2 years when you had Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield at the quarterback spots, it felt like every time that they touched the ball, they were going to go and score. And it just doesn't – I don't get that same feeling from this year's Oklahoma team. And, I think that obviously bodes well for Iowa State, but – I'm sure that Oklahoma will definitely be coming back in focused because they can't sleep on anybody at this point.
Jared, you mentioned the Iowa State defense. That's something that has, kind of been sort of the backbone of the Matt Campbell teams in this year. And Oklahoma is also showing a little bit of return to a defensive presence in the Big 12. As you mentioned, they get kind of, I don't know if I want to say exposed, but they got beat up by Kansas State. When you think of Brock Purdy and just what he has been able to kind of take in his college football experience and sort of now not being that forgotten guy, being squarely on everybody's radar, what kind of a challenge do you think that's going to be for him tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is, I honestly think this is the perfect game for Iowa State to get back to being who they want to be. You know, in that game against Oklahoma State, I don't think we saw Iowa State play the way that they want to play. Throwing the ball 60 times is not going to be a formula for success for Iowa State football very often. And, you know, obviously with Kansas State, you know, in that game against Oklahoma, Kansas State doesn't do much but run the football. Mm-hmm. And I think that you saw when Oklahoma gets in a position where somebody comes out and they say, we're going to punch you in the mouth and we're going to come at you and we're going to run it right down your throat every single play. And we're going to do it until you stop us. And, you know, that's when you start to see Oklahoma kind of revert back to some of the problems that they had in the last several seasons. When you get a team that comes out and really challenges their toughness and really, you know, says, we're going to show that we're a bunch of tough son of a guns and you better raise to our level if you're going to beat us. And, you know, if Iowa State wants to play, if they play the way that they want to, I mean, Breece Hall, I think that this could be a big game for him. He's going to need to get 25 carries, I think. And you want to use Brock Purdy in that run game a little bit. I think if you can, I wouldn't even be surprised to see Rial Mitchell out there a little bit and maybe some change up type stuff with the quarterback run. I think there's a formula right now for how you can beat Oklahoma. And I think we even saw in that Texas game that they played where when Texas was committed to running the football, I mean, they were able to move the ball pretty well on Oklahoma. But when you got into positions where you had to step, drop back and throw, you let that defensive front really pin their ears back and you let Kenneth Murray get running sideline to sideline, you put yourself in some trouble. So I think that this is a game where Iowa State, like I said, they can get back to their identity and they can prove who they want to be.
Talking with Jared Stansberry, CycloneFanatic.com, as Iowa State will be in Norman, Oklahoma tomorrow night in a big-time matchup there. You mentioned the running ability for Iowa State in this one. I want to get your thoughts on the battle up front. If Iowa State wants to kind of control the tempo, if they want to sort of take a page out of the K-State playbook and kind of grind this thing down, what can you tell us about the offensive line versus that Oklahoma defensive front?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a solid matchup. And it's crazy to think, you know, 2 years ago when Iowa State went into Norman and won the game, the talent discrepancy between those two teams mm-hmm. was still so wide that, I mean, Iowa State won games that year on being, they were going to be tougher than you and they were going to do their job right every single time. And they were going to make you make mistakes and they weren't going to make mistakes. This year, I mean, I don't think 1 through 85 Iowa State and Oklahoma are on the same level, but I think you can go 1 through 30, 1 through 40. And that talent discrepancy isn't that wide. You know, Iowa State's team is a lot more talented than it has been probably in the history of the program. And, you know, I think that's especially true up front where you've got five guys now who you feel really good about. You know, four of them have a ton of experience, and the one guy who doesn't have a ton of experience might be the most talented offensive lineman in your room as a redshirt freshman. And I think he's going to have a really great career, probably go on and play in the NFL in the future, and Trevor Downing. And so I think you got to feel good about that group. They continue to improve week after week. And I think getting an extra 7 days to, rest up, prepare and continue to try and keep getting better and bettering yourself. I think that really is going to benefit well for that group up front. And, but Oklahoma, obviously, you know, they've got dudes, you know, they're always going to have dudes. And, and it's just, it goes back to what I said. Can Iowa State go in there with the mentality that we're going to run it right down your throat, you know, and we're going to do it until you guys can stop us?
Do you make a lot out of the potential chess match between the coaches? I mean, these are two of the more highly regarded coaches, not only in the Big 12 Conference, but really in a short list of college football coaches that a lot of NFL teams have their eye on, both Campbell and Lincoln Riley. Has that been discussed a lot, just how they will try to sort of, you know, play that chess match and who might be able to kind of get that final blow on it?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously something that always comes up. And I think both of these coaches have a ton of respect for each other. I mean, you have to with what both of them have been able to do in their careers at both of them at young ages and relative to the rest of the coaching profession. And, I think that obviously Lincoln Riley might be as good as anybody in college football as far as coaching an offense and coaching quarterbacks and that kind of thing. You know, I think that Coach Campbell, I don't think he's a offensive genius or a defensive genius by any means. I think he's just one of those guys that's a really great coach of just all around, you know, being a leader of young men. And, you know, another interesting kind of storyline that I think is kind of cool is, you know, Coach Campbell was college teammates at Mountain Union in Ohio at the D3 level with Oklahoma defensive coordinator Alex Grinch. So just another, you know, kind of interesting side story, I think, with those two guys going head-to-head. And then Tom Manning was on those teams as well, Iowa State's offensive coordinator. So a bunch of Mountain Union guys coming back to go head-to-head in a huge game on the national landscape.
We know the quarterback on the other side of this thing, and Jalen Hurts, he's an impressive one. He's a guy that has got a lot of college football experience. You know, you think about a leader for that position, he's one of the better ones. Just if you're looking at Iowa State having success defensively against this team and against Jalen Hurts in that offense, who or who are the guys that are going to have to be on their game, the ones that you expect? If the Iowa State defense can neutralize this offense, it's going to be because of this guy or these guys?
I mean, I think that the defensive front is obviously going to be really important. I think you saw in that Texas game, you know, Texas's secondary is, to put it mildly, not good. And I think, they were still able to put Jalen Hurts in some positions where, you know, he was kind of throwing the ball up to CeeDee Lamb and letting the, you know, like I said, a guy that is as good as anybody in the country, go and pee is a guy that's as good as anybody in the country. And, you know, I think that if you can make him stand in the pocket and have to make reads and, you know, and not just kind of be able to freelance and running around, then I think that you can make him a little bit uncomfortable. So I would put that on the defensive front. And then another guy that Iowa State really, really needs, they need Greg Eisworth to be back to being Greg Eisworth. I mean, he's been banged up for close to a month now, you know, only played six plays in that game against Oklahoma State. Got hurt on the first touchdown that the Cowboys were able to go down and score. But I think that you're going to see him as healthy as he's been in quite a while. I think it'll be really good for him to, I mean, outside of six plays, basically get two full weeks off coming into this game in Norman. So I think we're going to see him probably be back closer to full strength. And if he is, then that definitely raises the ability of this Iowa State defense, you know, a lot, because he's the best player on the field. A lot of times when he's out there, and I mean, there's a reason he's one of the best defensive players in the league.
It'll be a great matchup tomorrow night out in Norman, Oklahoma. Oklahoma hosting Iowa State, 7 o'clock kickoff on Fox. Jared Stansberry, CycloneFanatic.com. Appreciate it, Jared. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Yep. Thanks, fellas.